Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our text this morning is taken from our gospel lesson. Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Last Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, we heard of Jesus' victory over the temptations of Satan. Today we hear that in spite of that victory, Satan continues to torment. The daughter of a Canaanite woman is possessed by a demon, and she pleads to Jesus for help. Now, our text comes right after a portion of Jesus' teaching regarding what defiles a person. And in that section, it began with the Pharisees asking Jesus a question regarding his disciples. Did they wash their hands in the same way that was passed down? Did they follow that tradition? And the implication of that failing to wash hands according to the tradition would defile an individual. Specifically, the Pharisees pointed to the fact that Jesus' own disciples would be defiled. But Jesus goes on to respond to them, "For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defiles a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." Following those words, Matthew records our text. "Now then, a Canaanite woman, a Gentile, a person who would be regarded as unclean by the Pharisees, who would lack that inward purity. Now she certainly would defile anyone with her very presence. But from this person who would normally be declared unclean, we find these words of confession, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." So what is in the heart of this woman who would be judged unclean? We would have to say faith. This woman's daughter suffers from demon possession, and she cries out to the Lord for help. And Jesus uses this opportunity to teach his disciples and us about faith. Now the disciples, hearing her continuous crying, ask Jesus to send her away. There are more important things to do than to listen to this woman, a Gentile, a Canaanite. Amazingly, this woman addresses Jesus with those words of faith, "O Lord, Son of David." She identifies Jesus in these words as the Messiah, the Son of God, the one to bring salvation to the world. This is just remarkable. These words of confession coming out of the mouth of this woman, especially in the context of Matthew, where we find the Pharisees, the religious leaders, never got that right. They could never see Jesus as the Messiah. And Jesus' own disciples at times struggled with his identity. This woman, This woman accepts the fact of who Jesus is, the Messiah, come to save the Jews. She knows it's God's plan to save his people, the lost sheep of Israel, but she also knows that when children eat, the dogs also eat. Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She knows that the bread is for the children, and she will be satisfied with the crumbs, with simply the very crumbs that fall from the table. She seems to understand that, yes, Jesus the Messiah has come for the sake of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But he has also come for all the lost, for the whole world. And so it's not about heritage. It's not about being a descendant of Abraham. It's about faith in the heart. Seeing that faith in the heart of this woman, Jesus gives her the very crumbs that she is after. Her daughter is healed, freed from the oppressive demon. Jesus coming means the crumbs of the bread of life for the world. Do we see ourselves in this Canaanite woman? Can we identify with her? Do we come before God seeking his grace and his mercy? Like the woman's daughter, we are tormented by demons, the devil. He doesn't leave us alone. He is successful in his temptations. I would hate to give a number for the success rate of Satan's work among us. That is not a real hard problem for him, because we, as we've confessed, we are sinful. Sinful by nature, sinful and unclean. And so Satan doesn't give us any rest. He leads us into sin and then torments us on how we can hide that sin, how to cover it up. And then he turns to the guilt, accusing us of the very sin with which he tempted us. And then there's the claim, you are no child of God because you are a sinner. There's no winning with Satan. We can't get out of that predicament. We can't free ourselves from Satan's grasp. We can't stop that torment. Yet we turn to God for help. And he has every right to refuse to answer us. Because of our rebellion, our sinfulness, he could just very well send us away empty. The Canaanite woman pleaded to God, to Jesus, have mercy on me. In a way, she is like Jacob in our Old Testament reading, who wrestled with the man in the wilderness. Jacob would not let that man go unless he would bless him. That man was none other than the angel of God, God incarnate, the pre-incarnate Christ. As we heard in our Old Testament lesson, then he said, the man, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. And there he blessed him. And that's what faith does. It pleads and wrestles with God. Faith looks to God who loves to give from his grace and his mercy. Psalm 121 says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." As Jacob wrestled with God, and as this Canaanite woman pleaded again and again to Jesus, so we plead to God, who is able to help us? Jesus spreads those crumbs our way. They continually fall from his table, like the manna in the desert that fed the children of Israel for all those years. Every crumb is powerful because it nourishes our lives. And there is more. You see, we are no longer Gentiles separated from God. Now that difference has been taken away. In Christ, through his death and resurrection, things are different now. The kingdom of God is here, in Christ incarnate, now risen and ascended. Through faith given in baptism, through faith nourished in the Lord's Supper, we are now seated around the table as his children. We have been adopted. We have been grafted into the household of God by the blood of Christ. And now our identity has changed. Now we are children of God, sons and daughters of God, with all the rights and privileges that go along with being a son or a daughter. And now in this relationship, we receive the bread from heaven in all its abundance, which includes all those blessings of God, forgiveness, life, and salvation. Today we feast at the table of the Lord, and that feasting will continue until that day when we join together with all the heavenly hosts in the feast that has no end. This story of the Canaanite woman teaches us about faith, a faith that does not let go, a faith that is directed to Jesus. Faith has its foundation in the grace and mercy of God in Christ. Our God is gracious and merciful and abounds in steadfast love. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.